The World Adventurers Club again bids you welcome. As you know, every one of its members is a man of action and courage. All have colorful pasts, but in each man's life, there is an adventure that stands out above all others, and at every meeting, such an adventure is related to the others. Let's join these soldiers of fortune and see where they carry us tonight.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, I have a scoop for you tonight. The skipper has finally consented to tell us his strangest adventure.
Not Andrews?
None other. He's evaded us before, but I finally cornered the old rascal, and here he is. All right, you old sea dog, the floor is yours.
Aye, mates, but right now I'd rather have a even deck under my feet. Man and boy, I've sailed the seven seas and been in all sorts of tight places. But I don't know but what this is one of the worst.
Come now, Skipper, show us what an old car can do. Don't give up the ship.
Well, I never deserted a ship yet, and I'm not starting now. But you'll have to sit tight if you're shipping with me, mateys. We're on an old sailing vessel, you see. Several days out of Singapore.
A sailing vessel?
Aye, she's a beautiful-looking hulk, my lads. And I'm taking her to Madras for her owners. They have some idea of mooring engines in her innards and making money off her as a treasure ship or some such nonsense. I have a nice cargo of coffee and tobacco stowed away, trying to kill two birds with one stone. And we're making grand headway until we run into a storm warning off the Andaman Islands. The wind is starting to rise, and the stars are blotted out by dirty clouds. And then the thunder starts talking, and it looks as if we're in for some excitement.
Whew. We're running the wind like the devil before holy water. A dirty night, Captain Andrews.
And what of it, Mickey? We were a stout ship and a good crew. This isn't the first storm we've weathered.
Aye, but I'm not trusting that half-breed we picked up in Singapore.
Ooh, Joe? Yeah, he doesn't look like he'd be harming anyone.
No, but the storm is putting a scare in him. His eyes are looking funny. Not natural, sir. Never seen a deep water sailor what fears a bit of a blow.
Well, don't forget that Joe was daft from hunger when he came aboard. He'll be all right. Meanwhile, up on deck with you and give a look and then report to me. I'm hoping I don't have to leave a warm cabin on a night like this.
Aye, aye, sir. But I'm a-thinking you'll have to leave the cabin.
Well, might as well light my pipe and then start the entries in the log. Nothing like a good pipe. Come in. True, Joe. What is it? Why aren't you up on deck with the others?
Me. I not stay up there, Captain Andrews. I want for speak with you.
Why, man, you're trembling like a leaf. What's wrong?
The storm is rising. The storm is rising.
Well, what of that? You told me you were a deep water sailor. You should be used to weather, Joe.
Once I was. Once. But now, the storm is evil.
Oh, come now. You're acting like a child. What the devil ails you?
When I was on the deck, I see great sheet of foam rush by the rail. The wind is howl, same like thousand fiend. The night is black, much black. When the storm is stopped, the sea will suck us down, down, down!
See here, my hearty, I've had enough of this gibberish. Get up on deck along with the rest of the crew.
No, you're wrong. I not go on deck.
What?
You not make me go. I know. You want for make me follow my brother. I seed him die in same storm like this. The sea sucked him down. Down! Down!
Oh, stop it! If it weren't for that sick brain of yours, I'd have you thrown into the brig. Maybe you'd be safer there anyway. I'll call Mickey.
You're wrong. You not call someone. See this? It make you stop still.
Where did you get that knife, Joe?
Why you think? Maybe it save me from storm. If I kill you, maybe I not drown, same like rat in the brig when the ship goes down, down, down.
Yeah, give me that knife, Joe.
I think I like for see you die. You are one who make us run in this storm.
Ah, easy now. Give me that knife.
Hmm? Right in the heart, eh? Now, so you not kill all the men. Now I stick deep, so I slit your heart. Down! Down! Down!
Captain Nettles, what's the... Are you all right, Captain? His knife's in the corner.
Aye, Mickey. Joe's completely mad. We've got to get him in the brig before he harms anyone.
Look out! He's got a gun, sir!
God, Mickey! We've got to stop him. He'll murder the crew. Come on! Let's go before he starts shooting. Get around and warn the crew. I'll go to the man at the wheel. For God's sake, keep your eyes open, man.
That I will, sir. I'm not one to be a wanting to carry any lunatic's lead in me back. Here, you lubbers! Joe's gone off his head. He's got a gun. Watch out for him.
Holy macaroni, ain't we got enough in this slow without watching out for a sniper?
Must be carrying an arsenal. Try to knife the captain in his cabin.
Hey, he did it.
Where's the wheel hold tonight?
I tried to hold my ever fall, sir. We still try to ride the wind. Those spars are overloaded with cannon.
Ah, well, ride her out, Mike. There's a better chance of getting caught in the middle of it.
Right, Mike. Joe's lost his mind. Run him up with a gun before I can stop him. Yeah, the boys must have him cornered somewhere.
That bloke couldn't have picked up a worse time to lose his head. The wind's changing too, sir.
Yeah, hold her steady as you can. Here comes Mickey now. What's up, lad? You look like you've seen a ghost, huh?
I'm beginning to think I have, sir. Joe's climbed the main spar to the crow's nest, shooting at the wind and singing like a blasted nightingale.
There, watch the wheel with your life, Mike.
Aye, sir.
You're out of range here. I'm going with Mickey.
You bet, sir. But watch for heavy seas. The wind's beginning to veer. I'll straighten her out as soon as I can.
There. Still shooting at the wind, eh? I'm going to try and talk to him. You, Ben, get out of his range in case he turns his gun this way.
Aye, sir.
I hope you get him down, sir. He'll sink ashore if you boys can't handle the canvas.
Ahoy there, Joe! Come down here.
I'm not afraid no more, Captain. My brother is with me. He say not be afraid when he suck you down. Down! Down!
Brother, is me eyesight gone? I can only see Joe up there.
Hey, his brother's dead. Swept overboard in a storm.
The devil is shooting at us, Captain. He's got me in the arm.
For God's sake, man, hide yourselves, man.
I'm not partial to being shot at from a crow's nest, that's all. The wind would have blown any sane man into the sea long ago.
It is wonderful up here, Captain. I'm flying! Flying! My brother's flying with me!
If I have to listen to that much longer, I'll be flying too!
Sure. He's crawling out of the crow's nest. Where is he headed for? He's looking for something on deck.
The wind will get him now, sure. Hanging there as he is.
My God! He's aiming at Mike. Quick, man! If Mike lets go of the wheel now, we're doomed! I'm going to the wheel!
Don't, sir, you'll be killed.
That's worth a try.
He's falling.
He's gone, Captain. The wind got him at last. And like his brother, Joe of Singapore is going down, down, down.
Well, that certainly was a narrow escape, well, Skipper.
That certainly was an experience. Andrews certainly had his hands full, didn't he?
Aye. It was enough to turn a man's hair white overnight. Joe's bullet would have sent us down to the bottom of the sea. For if Mike had loosened his hold on the wheel, loaded with canvas as we were, we never would have stood a chance.
And you'd have gone down, down, down.
Let's talk of something cheerful for a change.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's talk about something else.
Another exciting tale is ended. As we leave the skipper and his fellow members, don't forget, they are always eager to extend the hand of welcome to you. They hope you will join them at the next meeting and thrill with them to another story of a strange adventure in strange lands.